Welcome to the Harvest USA Report. I'm Brian Hale, an original production of Howard Hale Broadcasting, now expanded throughout North America. We'll be back with our report for today right after this. The Harvest USA Report is brought to you by Hale Broadcasting. A lot of folks are experiencing rainfall, as we are here in Texas. And speaking of Texas, Mexico agrees to immediately release Rio Grande water to the U.S. This is a major win for Texas agriculture. Farmers and ranchers in the Rio Grande Valley are grateful Mexico is finally being held accountable for its non-compliance. The prolonged lack of water and resulting inability of sugarcane growers to irrigate their fields led to the closure of the state's only sugar mill last year. Other crops like citrus and cotton remain at risk. One of the highlights of the year, according to the National Wheat Foundation, is the National Wheat Yield Contest reception. Be part of this 2025 contest by submitting your entries by May 15th for winter wheat or August 1st for spring wheat. And Montana Wheat and Barley Committee has a message here about the parasitoids. Parasitoids versus the wheat stem sawfly. Check out the size comparison. The wheat stem sawfly may be 2 to 3 times bigger than its natural enemies, Bracon cephi and Bracon lissogaster, but bigger isn't always better in the world of biological control. While adult sawflies measure 8 to 13 millimeters long and are built to lay eggs inside wheat stems, these tiny wasps, 3 to 5 millimeters, are ectoparasites that develop outside the sawfly larvae, eventually emerging from the stem as adult wasps. Despite their small size, parasitoids are critical in keeping sawfly populations in check, making them unsung heroes in the fight to protect Montana wheat. That's going to do it for today's Harvest USA. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless. I'm Brian Hale.